The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
For decades, the power of women's hormone shifts has been unrecognized and underestimated. Most women have a lack of education when it comes to the endocrine system and how and why our hormones affect our minds, moods, and behaviors. Welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, with your host, Leslie Carol Botha, sponsored by True Hope, the leaders in brain health. When women thrive, everyone thrives. That is True Hope. Now, here is your host, Leslie Botha.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. I'm Leslie Carol Botha, your host. Today's episode is titled, The Dirty Little Secret in Women's Healthcare. Yeah, what is that secret? Well, my guest is Chandler Mars, PhD. She's also the CEO, founder, and creator, and driving force behind Lucene Health Sciences and a website called Hormones Matter. Why? Because hormones matter. Right, Chandler, we're going to bring you on in just a moment. Dr. Mars is a mom, a scientist, and a fierce women's health advocate. She has an extensive collection of online writings with a scope and depth of expertise uncommon in today's hyper-specialized environment. Dr. Mars has spent the last 15 years in women's health research and brings that knowledge and innate curiosity to bear with Lucene. Dr. Mars received her BA in philosophy from the University of Redlands, MS in clinical psychology from a California Lutheran University, and MA and PhD in experimental psychology, neuroendocrinology from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. So what is this dirty little secret in women's health care?
Well,
let me bring you right on. Let's just jump right into that, Chandler.
Leslie, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here again. The dirty little secret is that there are no data in women's health care, in women's medicine. There are no data that support the treatments, the diagnosis, the health of women.
And why is that? I mean, women make up a huge segment of the medical consumer market.
Well, certainly the cynical perspective would be to suggest that because for the last several generations, up until recently, it's been men who predominate in healthcare. However, that's changed in the last couple decades. Women now are in equal numbers in medical practice. I think a large proportion of it is we just haven't considered the necessity of testing the factors that make women different from men, hormones being one of them, and relating those factors to the various aspects of health, whether it be a reproductive condition or whether it be a medication reaction, safety, or efficacy.
We have known this for years. I mean, this is not new. It is new to our listeners, yes. But the research for women's health issues, the money, the funding for the research for women's health issues has been basically non-existent for the last 30 or 40 years.
Exactly. And I did a review in about 2008, 2009 to look at the funding, NIH, National Institute of Health funding distributions, and women's health represented only about 2% of the total funding budget in 2008, 2009. And so when you are 50% of the population, but your funding represents 2% of the total research budget, there's obviously going to be a disparity.
Well, and we could say that disparity exists all across the board. In the employment, in the employment sector, in the political sector, in the health sector. So what does this do? It diminishes women.
Exactly.
It's all in your head.
it's all in your head.
Because we really don't know what's wrong with you because we haven't done the research because there's been no funding, but it's all in your head, not ours.
Exactly. I like to I borrowed a term from a gentleman who gave a talk on a completely different topic, but he called it avoidable ignorance. And I think that is an appropriate title for the state of women's health care. It's avoidable ignorance. We don't know what's going on. We could if we chose to, but we don't. So,
well, we've kind of, you know, avoidable ignorance. All right, let's start there. That's excellent, Chandler. We have one medical system. It is a testosterone-driven medical system.
Certainly.
Meaning that, thank you. Meaning that whatever is going on today is going to go on with you tomorrow, is going to go on with you the next day and the next day and the next day until, like, I use the ever-ready bunny, you know, the battery bunny that runs around until that battery just, you know, dries up, dies out, and you just fall over and collapse. I think that's the best analogy there is. But that's not, and that is pretty much what we have dubbed a male medical system, that anybody, ethnic groups fall into, everybody falls into this one
monolithic system.
Yeah. The medagogue.
It's that disease model, you know, and it's a segregating of different organ systems and specialties and not connecting the entire person's health, their organ system. So if you have a hormone issue, you go to an endocrinologist. If you have a kidney issue, you go to that doc. If you go to a cardiologist for a heart issue, and nobody talks to each other. And so when you're dealing with a hormone issue in particular, hormones are so pervasive, they affect absolutely every organ system. And so you need folks and you need data and research that connects those dots in a way that makes women's health more accessible and certainly more practical than it is now. As you well know, women's hormones do cycle. They cycle quite dramatically, quite consistently, though, but very dramatic changes in biochemistry over the course of a menstrual cycle, over the course of a pregnancy, over the course of a lifetime. A woman's biochemistry is never the same twice. And so that as a set of variables needs to be accounted for when we address any health issue, whether it be heart disease or it be a medication adverse event. And we just don't do it. We assume that these diseases occur in a sterile environment against a stable, sterile, non-changing, predictable environment. And that's just not the case in female physiology.
All right. I found a study years ago, and I might have to go, I know exactly where it's located, but it's not on my desk at the moment. However, let me tell all of our listeners about the study. Timing of the menstrual cycle for perimenopausal women facing breast surgery. Timing of the menstrual, and this backs up exactly what Chandler Marr said. I read the study many, many years ago and tracked down the authors. The conclusion of the study, again, independently done by a group of professionals out of, I'm going to say, University of California, San Diego. That comes to mind, but that may not be true. But it was somewhere like that. But their conclusion was that a woman planned her surgery, a perimenopausal woman planned her surgery on either side of ovulation when immunity is high rather than during the paramenstruum, which is the premenstrual time and, of course, the menstrual time. When immunity is low, her chances of having a better outcome are much greater if she planned it on either side of ovulation. If she planned that surgery towards the perimenstrum, she has more chance of side effects, infections, and even death. And when I contacted the authors, I said, oh my God, this should be headline news. Why aren't you getting any media attention on this? And they said to me, we tried. Nobody was interested.
Exactly. And you see studies like that periodically pop up. There's similar studies in terms of the timing of the surgery relative to the need for pain medications. There's also studies relative to female athletes in terms of when they are most at risk for ACL injuries. ACL injuries, the tear of the tendon in the knee, female athletes are 4 to 8 times more likely to tear that ligament than male athletes just in general. And they often occur in non-contact type of experiences where male athletes will have a fall or, you know, a tackle or something like that that rips the ligament. Women, it's just like a use injury that occurs. But what happens is it's associated with the hormone changes. It's not premenstrual. It's actually during your pre-ovulation period when your estradiol levels are really high is when you're most at risk to tear the ACL. And there's little tidbits of this everywhere in the research, but they just are not ever collated and put together. And certainly when we get into, you know, health conditions that are either acute or chronic, the issue that the woman may be in a different portion of her cycle and that or whether she's on oral contraceptives or other hormone replacements may impact both the severity and the recovery of the condition is never calculated, never accounted for, ever. It's just as if it's this wild variable that sometimes happens and sometimes doesn't. It's that avoidable ignorance because we don't measure it.
Avoidable ignorance. I think that's going to be the theme of the show.
There you go.
Chandler, you also say not only are evidence-based clinical practice guidelines nearly non-existent in OBGYN gynecology, there's only 30% of practice guidelines based on data. Women are still not included in early stage clinical trials in sufficient numbers, but regulatory agencies do not mandate gender analytics for new medications. The result, post-market adverse events, think death and disability or injuries, are more common in women than men.
Yeah, this is one of the scary parts of our disregard of physiological differences between men and women. This is actually even better than it was even 20 years ago. This is a recent development to even include women in clinical trials. Prior to 1993, women were prohibited from being in clinical trials. So any drug approved before 1993, women were not tested. Period, end of story, were not tested. And there were reasons for this. You know, there's no understanding how a medication, particularly a investigational medication, may affect a woman's reproductive capacity. The problem with this is that when you disinclude or you preclude women from being in these and learning about this, what happens is you release the drug onto the market anyway. And so every woman who takes a medication becomes their own guinea pig, their own clinical trial. You have no idea what's going to happen.
And I have to jump in and say that many of us, many menstrual health advocates have been saying for years that the oral contraceptives is the largest uncontrolled experiment on women in medical history.
Well, as are the HRT.
And I was just going to say that. Now, HRT, this is Chandler Mars, everyone. I'm going to jump in, share her website is hormonesmatter.com. My website, of course, is holyhormones.com. Chandler has a plethora of excellent writers who are, including Rex Ryan, I might add, who was on my show talking about vitamin D3 not too long ago, who are writing about women's health issues. We're going to explore that more in the second segment. My website, holyhormones.com, is now focusing on the social, political aspects of what's going on in women's health. Both of our sites are complementary. Both sites are filled with resources and information to help you make an informed decision about your health care. so that you know the risks. One of the things that Chandler Mars is doing is setting up real women, real data, real solution surveys. And we're going to be talking about that as in the second segment of the show today. Why is that so important? I've got my opinions, but Chandler, why are these surveys important? Just give us an overview.
Well, there's no data in healthcare, women's healthcare in particular. And I felt that in addition to just providing women with the information that we provide on Hormones Matter, that we need to start bringing data into these areas of health that just have been devoid of data for generations. And so, we're tackling it one medication, one vaccine, one area of health at a time. We have 5 studies going on right now. Our 5th one includes guys this time. It's a first. We've been focused predominantly on women's health. And we're going to bring those data that are missing about adverse reactions, about side effects in women's health to the consumer, to the marketplace. So we go direct to patient for the information, and then we're going to go direct to patient to get the information back out. It's a reciprocal dynamic process, and it's been a fascinating journey so far.
Let's put it this way. These surveys are independent. They're being done professionally, data analysis, that women will finally have some accurate data to take back to their doctors so that we can break through the it's all in your head syndrome.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And that's why what Chandler Mars is doing is so very important. I think the other message here, and we're going to be going to break pretty quick, but the other message here is we're trying to make you understand, all of our women listeners, why you have struggled within the medical system, why you are flipped back and forth on so many different oral contraceptives, why you are flipped back and forth on so many psychotics and antidepressants. There's no research. Hormones are not taken into consideration. You might feel great over here right after you get your period when your hormones are flying, and then you fall off the side of the world when your hormones are falling right before you get your period. Don't be medicated for that. Let's focus on balancing your hormones. Chandler Mars has excellent information on her site, hormonesmatter.com. I have excellent information on my site. There's information out there. She and I are trying to compile it so it's easy for you to make an informed decision. And, of course, another topic that we're going to be covering is really with what women are suffering from. It's not really a disease. It is a nutrient deficiency. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
Understanding Your Mind, Mood, and Hormone Cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. The richly illustrated groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carroll Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
The dirty little secret in women's health care. That's what we're talking about on today's episode of Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. My guest is Chandler Mars, MSMA, PhD, CEO, founder, creator, and driving force behind Lucene Health Sciences and Hormones Matter. That's hormonesmatter.com. So, why do women die and suffer from adverse events at a much higher rate than men? Because most medications that reach the market without the appropriate testing or analytics to distinguish why women might respond to said medications differently. The testing's not there. Even according to Chandler, even in the lab, male rodents are used about 90% of the time. Women are discluded, not included. One primary reason why we are struggling. Now, because Chandler jumped in at the top of the hour, we're both so passionate about this topic, I never got to hormone news. So let me jump into that before we start talking about these surveys. I haven't had the opportunity to post this article yet, but last Thursday, right after we finished our show on HPV vaccines, a story about two Wisconsin women who were in federal court last Friday alleging that Gardasil, the HPV vaccine, caused them to go into early menopause and become infertile. But doctors say such claims aren't rooted in science. Madeline and Olivia Maylor of Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, claim that the vaccine against cancer-causing human papillomavirus, or HPV, caused primary ovarian failure in both of them. The sisters are 20 and 19 years old, respectively. Quote, there is nothing about this particular vaccine that would make this at all plausible, said Kim Geske, Dr. Kim Geske, who directs the OBGYN clerkship program at the University Hospital's Case Medical Center in Cleveland. There's nothing hormonal in Gardasil or anything anti-hormonal in Gardasil, nothing that should encourage the body to stop producing ovarian hormones. Sigh. That's my sigh. Rooted in science, this type of attitude dismisses women, again, our knowledge, intuition, and our beings. Let me remind you that in 2012, in the British Medical Journal, Dr. Deirdre Teresa Little from the Department of General Practice, North Bellingen Medical Services in Australia, and her colleague, Harvey Roderick Renville Ward, with the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, also out of University of New South Wales in Australia, posted their concerns about a young woman who had suffered from premature ovarian failure 3 years after menarche, and she was only 16 at the time of vaccination. There is a history here, and yet they are denying this. One other piece of hormone news that is on my blog, and here's another whole area that we're going to have to cover at another time. Are toxic tampons the culprit behind rising infertility rates? Oh, dear. There's a lot of information here. I'm not going to go into it. You can read it on my blog at holyhormones.com. But make sure that you read. Daylene Barton wrote this article, that you read her article and what she says are in these tampons that we are inserting at the time of the month when our immunity is at the lowest. We need to wake up, women. Again, Chandler, I would say there's probably not even been research done on these tampons.
You're correct. I'm certain there is not. It's not required. Beauty products are not required. And that's under the classification of a beauty product.
A tampon is a beauty product.
So.
Sorry. Yeah, okay. All righty then. Let's move on. Now, the piece about Gardasil. The quote here is just ridiculous. There's nothing hormonal in Gardasil, yet we know that the HPV vaccine or any medication, any vaccine, doesn't have to contain a hormone agent. It crosses the blood-brain barrier, interrupting the neuroendocrine immune system.
Well, it's not just that. It doesn't have to include a hormonal agent to damage cells. And when it damages cells, it's pretty indiscriminate as to where it might damage cells, whether it be in the ovaries, in the adrenals, in the thyroid gland, it can in the heart muscle, for that matter. It can damage cells. And so when you have an adverse reaction, the adverse reaction can occur in any different physiological system. It doesn't have to be a specific hormone component that is affecting the hormone organ, if you will, to create that reaction. It just has to damage the cells somewhere.
I mean, this isn't rocket science.
It's really pretty basic.
I think one of the problem, this is popping into my head. I remember one of my first visits to the gynecologist as a very young woman. I'm sure at the time I was becoming sexual, one of my first visits, and my mother's listening, so I'm not going to tell you all what age I was. Anyway, but I remember him saying to me, or her, but probably a him, saying, oh, menstruation, oh, way too difficult for you to understand, way too complex for you to understand. that is the message we got. That is the message we got. And so because of that, we go, oh, okay. And then we start taking the synthetic hormones and everything else, because we don't understand this normal ebb and flow of our hormones and what happens. Instead, if we were educated at that early age, you're going to feel great here and things might happen to you here. So let's work on prevention instead of, you're just too dumb to understand what's going on with you. I mean,
well,
that's basically
certainly
the message women walk away with, and that is why we become victims of our own bodies and victims within a male medical system that doesn't honor our intuition, our wisdom, because we know what's wrong with us. We have to say, science doesn't back up your claims. I mean, I think 20 years ago we'd go, oh. But now, for those of us who have broken through the veil, we know that's hogwash.
Well, and certainly it's a pervasive view, not just that women may or may not be able to understand their own menstrual cycles. Certainly I disagree. But the view in medicine, and I've been told this by a number of folks, physicians, that hormones are just too damn complicated to work with. And so they have no interest whatsoever in understanding these complex systems. And it's pretty much grounded in the notion that you have a single cause for a single disease or a single drug for a single disease. And when you're dealing with human physiology, I think that's a fatally flawed interpretation about how systems work. But when you're talking about hormones in particular, that's a system that is very complex, that has reactions and compensatory reactions, feedback, feed forward loops. You change one point in that system and there are compensatory reactions down an entire chain of other areas, other hormones, other enzymes, all sorts of things change. But that requires, advanced modeling. It requires a type of computing power that we really have only had in the last decade or so. And even though we have it, it also requires an awareness that you maybe want to study these things. And that's what we still don't have. So things I think will change because we now have the tools to map and model hormone systems and other physiological systems and reactions in a way that we didn't a decade ago. But the awareness that there is some value in mapping a hormone system is still not there.
And this does sound pretty complex. And you're a PhD, for heaven's sakes, Chandler. We're not.
For heaven's sakes.
I'm teasing you here. But here, the deal is, and this is for our listeners, your hormones rise, your hormones fall. Track the changes. Listen to your information. Collect the data. Take it to your doctor. And understand that you are walking into a medical system that really is not based on your body and your needs. And so, because so many of us walk out of the doctor's office and we're devastated. Oh, it's all in my head. What's wrong with me? He says, there's nothing wrong with me. He doesn't know. He's not been educated. The research is not there. Now, let's talk about these surveys. This is so important. Chandler, you've got 5 surveys up on the website, hormonesmatter.com. These are independent surveys, real women, real data, real solutions. If you want to help us make a difference in healthcare, we ask you to participate in the surveys that Chandler has used her expertise, her knowledge, her education. Remember, she has a degree in neuroendocrinology to put together comprehensive surveys. Go ahead, Chandler, tell us all about these.
So as Leslie mentioned, we have 5 surveys. We're going to have more as we go. We have one on oral contraceptives. The goal of that one is to determine which oral contraceptives are the safest, if you will, provided that 90% of the women do use oral contraceptives at some point in their lives. Wouldn't you want to know which ones are going to elicit the fewest side effects? And so that was our first study. We're also looking at hysterectomy. This isn't obviously a medication, but hysterectomy is the most common surgical procedure in the world. Something like 70-80% of hysterectomies are unneeded and unnecessary. It just happens to be the easiest thing for anything that ails a woman. Let's take out your uterus. And so we decided that we would start studying the reasons why women are given hysterectomy. I pretty much know what they are, but we would validate that. And the outcomes, both short-term and long-term, because when you start messing with reproductive organs, but hormone organs, whether you're taking just the uterus or you're taking the uterus and the ovaries, you change that hormone system. And so we want to look at what's happening with all of those changes. And so that one is our second survey. We have a Gardasil HPV vaccine, the Gardasil Cervarix study. This one is incredibly important because, as you know, the HPV vaccine is being pushed on all young girls, and it has elicited quite a bit of controversy on both sides. But there are very few data that are non-biased. That means not sponsored by the drug makers themselves, to indicate what the risk, rate, range, severity of adverse events and side effects, and who is most likely to get these side effects. Meaning, if you have a certain cluster of pre-existing conditions or on certain medications, and you get the HPV vaccine, are you more at risk to have some of these serious adverse reactions or not? So that's one of our studies. Our Lupron study is involves the gonadotropin agonist called Lupron. It's given to millions and millions of women. It induces menopause. It's given to women who have endometriosis and women who have fibroids. It was developed for men with prostate cancer. And then for some reason they thought women with endometriosis would work because it induces menopause. Doesn't work. Doesn't do anything to treat the endometriosis and creates just a horrendous set of side effects that are associated with this. And then finally, the latest study is on the fluoroquinolone antibiotics, and those are Cipro, Levaquin, Avelox, and some others. And those are antibiotics that are grossly overprescribed, that have another series of long-standing side effects. And again, no data, still on the market. Took the FDA 30 years to admit that these antibiotics cause severe tendinopathies, meaning rupture of tendons and other conditions. And so we decided we would start tackling it. So with each of these, we're tackling medications that are common on the market or procedures so that we can get some unbiased data to give patients and physicians a look at what's really happening with these medications or treatments so that they can then make a decision from an informed standpoint.
And we're going to go back to that in just a moment. Now, what does Chandler mean by unbiased? I have a study in front of me on the effect of the menstrual cycle and hormonal contraceptives on human papilloma virus detection in young unscreened women. All right, this came out in the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, as we know it as ACOG, July 2010. What's the first thing you look for?
Who sponsored
the study? Guess who sponsored the study? GlaxoSmithKline. GlaxoSmithKline is the manufacturer of Cervarix, another HPV vaccine. This is the science that they're talking about.
Well,
this
exactly.
This is biased science. What Chandler Mars is doing is unbiased, real women, real data, real solution surveys. These are the most important pieces of our healthcare if we want to be included in the system.
Exactly. This is your power. As a patient, as a medical consumer, this is your power. Your data, your story, that's your power. And if you hold it close and never speak up and never share it, then the beat goes on. The pharmaceutical companies and the industries are allowed to continue to do what they do. And so this really is about standing up and giving voice to all of those individuals who have been harmed. And so we need you to take these surveys, share your data. They're anonymous.
And let's say we need a broad base here. We need women who have been affected and women who have not been affected.
Exactly.
Especially with the Gardasil Cervarix HPV vaccines, so that we can, and Chandler will address this in the next segment, so that we can understand why this woman walked away unscathed and why this woman is disabled and having seizures.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we'll be
That's
back.
Critical.
And we'll be back right after this message.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. The richly illustrated groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carroll Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. And one of these stories is the dirty little secret in women's health care, the lack of data about the medications and procedures that women, millions of women, face on a daily basis. I, for one, am being tired. Actually, I just walked away from the system. But I, for one, am tired of being told it's all in my head. And I want to remind everybody, I was starting to tell Chandler this during the break and we had to get back on the air. I want to remind everyone the quote that I was harping on there for a while, what Eve Ensler said in her new book, In the Body of the World. It is a tale about her bout with ovarian cancer, uterine cancer. Eve Ensler stated, hysteria. A word to make women feel insane for knowing what they know. That is such an important quote. So, knowing what you know, we are inviting you to go to hormonesmatter.com, go to health surveys, and take the time to fill out these comprehensive surveys on oral contraceptives, hysterectomies, Gardasil cervix, the HPV vaccine survey, Lupron side effects, and the fluoroquinolone antibiotic side effects survey. Real women, real data, real solutions. Chandler, we've got only one segment left. What else do you want to say about these surveys?
Well, you know, we've begun doing some preliminary analysis of some of the studies, and the data coming back are just absolutely gut-wrenching. And so in the Lupron survey, which is given to millions of women, we've found just a interesting a composite of side effects that I don't think most people consider. So some of the early data, this is before the study finished, 3% had mitral valve prolapse, 22% had severe depression with 10% suicidality, 2% had hallucinations, 2-6% had heart rhythm irregularities, 2% gallstones, 4% bowel obstruction, 5% developed hypothyroid. It seems to attack your thyroid. Hashimoto's was common. Osteoporosis, 14%. These are young women in their 20s who are developing osteoporosis from a medication. Oh. Yeah, I know. That just is unbelievable.
And Lupron is used for what? Again, please remind our listeners.
It's used as an endometriosis treatment, sometimes misused as an endometriosis diagnosis treatment, meaning if you respond, you have it. If you don't, you don't. It's completely inappropriately used in that regard. It has nothing to do with endometriosis. It induces menopause in 20-year-olds. And the subsequent cascade of events is severe. And so wanted to study that because it is so pervasive in OBGYN. And the data coming back are again, just horrendous, suggesting that this should not be used, if at all, if only it is used, maybe as an absolute, positively last resort, because the health effects are enormous and the cost of caring for chronic health effects has to be enormous with a drug like this. So that to me says that when these data are tabulated in real, that we're going to find things that suggest what we are doing in common care for women is completely wrong. And this is just one example. I know you're interested in the Gardasil vaccine.
Yes, let's talk about that.
So if you think about the Gardasil vaccine, the only reporting system they have right now is the VAERS data, and that shows, 30,000 adverse events, suggested to be about 10% of the total adverse events because it's a passive reporting system. But even so, when you think about how many of the vaccines are being given, they're trying to vaccinate about 60 million girls three times at $100 per dose to prevent the possibility of 10,000 cases of cervical cancer and 3,700 deaths from cervical cancer. The numbers just don't add up. Even on a surface level with no other data to go by, the numbers don't make sense.
Well, you know what HPV stands for, don't you?
Other than the human papilloma, is there an acronym that's...
Yes, there is an acronym. It's called Help Pay for Vioxx.
Oh, is that what that is? I haven't heard that. That's a very good one.
It is. I mean, there was another drug on the market that was a debacle.
Oh, there's been many. And
there
that's
has been many, yes. But Vioxx was, yeah, and we had Vioxx being pulled off the market, and all of a sudden, everyone has heard of HPV, and we never heard of HPV before, and now there's a vaccine for it. So, and again, let's talk about that just for one more minute. And girls were targeted for an STD. STD, something that made us dirty, something, again, to shame our adolescent young girls that they have to get this vaccine because you're dirty.
Well, the marketing of it, the politics of it are certainly questionable in that case. But they're also questionable with regard to the economics of it, who's paying for it. And then the safety, of course, is something that I'm really concerned about. And so we're trying to disentangle the various side effects that we're seeing. And early data, when we looked at this for a conference I did a couple weeks ago, we're finding that very rarely is anyone completing the three-dose schedule, likely because of the adverse events, but we won't be able to tabulate that until the full study is done. Only about 40% will take the second dose, and only 20% of young girls and young women, too, will take all three doses. So there's something going on in the drop-off here, even on a surface level, that folks are not taking the entire thing. And this is quite interesting. Now, I should mention that our studies are not limited to the U.S. Thus far, we have 44 countries represented. So in the Gardasil, we're doing Gardasil and Cervix, and we'll be able to see which one is better or worse if there is. I don't think there is. It seems to be the 16, HPV 16, that is problematic, and they are in both of the vaccines. But across the world, they're not taking the vaccine in all three doses, and many countries pay for it. So there's something something suggesting that folks don't want
to
take it.
And I have to jump in here, Chandler, because the media messages to parents, you're not being diligent, you're being irresponsible. And this
exactly.
goes out to girls, too, and girls in college, especially girls in college on their own and the pressure that they're getting. You're being irresponsible.
Well, even to boys now.
And this
now,
is wrong. You are not being irresponsible. You know something's wrong with your daughter. You know she's had an adverse reaction. It just floors me that so many parents believe that message and they go back in two and three times when their daughter is obviously getting sicker and sicker.
Well, you know, it's difficult because in a lot of cases you've had the same physician for your entire life, and the physician says it's perfectly safe. You know, these are not reactions. This is something weird. You know, you trust your physician, and that has been the case in almost all of these where the physician has recommended it, has lobbied for it hard, has suggested that it can't possibly be an adverse reaction. And so, you know, there is that relationship that you've built. You trust it. And so it's very difficult as a parent if you're within that relationship to step aside if you haven't done the background research. It's difficult.
Yeah.
Because
it is very difficult.
You're labeled a troubled patient. So let me give you a few data points. So the nature of the side effects, there are a lot of neuro and neuromuscular side effects. So we have a lot of, I'll give you percentages in a minute, idiopathic, meaning they don't know, encephalitis, cases of brain swelling, brain infection, seizures, tremors, autonomic dysregulation, cognitive psychiatric, muscle, tendon, joint, weakness and paralysis, gastroparesis, which means that your esophagus and your stomach and everything starts has bouts of paralysis, so you don't digest. Things get stuck and move, and it's all difficult. Hashimoto's, thyroiditis is very common, and it's common across all of our conditions. Vasculitis, infections in the vasculature, and fibromyalgia are very common. And so these are not, your simple dizziness and fainting and your hysterical kind of side effects. These are very serious side effects. And if we look at the range of these side effects, you know, we have in the first dose, the range is from 2 to 23%, will get some sort of side effect just across the board. But up to 7% we're seeing a severe or life threatening. Second dose, it's up to 26% will get a side effect. 11% will have severe or severe or life threatening. And on the third dose, 39% total side effects, 23% severe or life threatening. Now, I have to comment that this is sample is a little bit biased because obviously the women who have had the most severe side effects are more likely to take the survey, but it speaks to a very large number of people experiencing acute and chronic and often multi-system side effects that are very difficult to diagnose and to treat. And so the cost benefit is difficult.
The cost benefit is difficult. You did just a brief analysis,
yes,
of some of the girls and their conditions, and what you told me is that you found that they had a thiamine deficiency.
So a couple of the things that we're finding that has been very interesting, key conditions that we're finding across is a destruction of the thyroid, Hashimoto's, and when we can get tested, and this has been the difficulty, when we get women tested, we're finding that there is a severe thiamine deficiency. And severe thiamine deficiency is important because thiamine is a cofactor in a whole bunch of processes. all over your body. Without thiamine, you die. We have found that this has been very interesting, and we're hoping to explore it much further as we go on and get more women tested so that we can see if, in fact, this is consistent across multiple populations or just in a subpopulation of women.
So, and the reason I brought that up, Chandler, and the reason why we're here doing this, I mean, we look at ourselves, we think of ourselves as getting sick or experiencing side effects. What we need to understand is that these vaccines, these medications, may be because we're nutrient deficient. We're experiencing these things. They are affecting our nutritional base, our neuroendocrine system. And it is so important, really, I mean, before you do anything else, make sure that you are nutrated first, before you go into surgery, before you get vaccines, before you go into start taking medications. Build up your nutritional reserves, and that really is the basis and the bias for this show. We can cover any topic. Chandler Mars, we'll have to have you come back. We've run out of time. Thank you. HormonesMatter.com, health surveys. Take these surveys. Real women, real data, real solutions. Let's get ourselves included in the medical system. Okay, next week, Thursday, November 21st, we're going to jump ship here and take a different track. Ken Ring is going to join me. He's AKA the Moon Man. He is from Auckland, New Zealand, a former mathematics teacher who stumbled over a long-range weather forecasting system using ancient principles in astrology. We've all been shocked by the devastation in the Philippines with Super Typhoon Haiyan, right? But what if I told you that Ken predicted the storm over a year ago? Is it possible to predict the weather? Is it possible to predict the weather by the moon? All of that and so much more on Holy Hormones, Honey, coming up next week. Thank you for listening. I will be back again next week. Until then, share this message of hope with others. Take care and blessings.
Thanks for tuning in to Holy Hormones, Honey. Please join host Leslie Carol Botha again next Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.